We're doing the Drashot Aran. We're up to page Kuf in the Machon Shalem edition, and page Reish Chaf Vav in the Mossad Arav Kook edition. The Ran's continuing and saying, "Vezeu Shevtiach Hanavi Haneiman." And this is what the trusted prophet Moshe Rabbeinu promised Alav Shalom. Vayomer, our parsha. Im shamoa tishma lekol Hashem Elokecha vayashar b'inav taaseh vazantan mitzvotav shamata chol chukav kol machla shosanti v'mitzrayim nosim alecha k'ani Hashem rofe'echa. Last week's parsha, Moshe says, if you listen to the voice of Hashem your God, do that which is straight in His eyes, listen to His mitzvot, watch His statutes, all illnesses that I placed in Mitzrayim I will not put upon you, for I am Hashem your healer. V'rabim yitmehu mizeh pasuk. And many are in question over this pasuk. They wonder over the pasuk. Ech yomar im ta'ase kol ma shevitzivitich al ha'shlemut lo amitcha b'tachlonim ra'im kasher echrati amordim v'poshim bi. The verse says, you do everything I told you that's right, and I won't kill you with the horrible diseases that I gave those that rebel against me. Veviam, what?
Like a boy from the school park.
Right. Isn't that obvious? You know, why'd you beat him up? Because he was sinful, because he rebelled against you. So obviously, if I go your path, you're not going to do that to me. What's Hashem saying? Veviam nezeh shnei dvarim. So the reason they have this question is because of two things. Firstly, because they assumed that all Hashem was promising was that He won't put illness on His servants. So then, if Hashem is just saying He won't put the illnesses upon them, not the way He's going to explain that the performance of mitzvos prevents illness. But Hashem says, if you keep the mitzvos, I won't place the illnesses upon you. So then that's the literal meaning of the verse. I won't place them upon you. So then then you have a question. Well, of course you won't place them upon me. Why should you? But He's going to explain that that's not what it means. What Hashem is saying is, you should know the natural outcome of performance of mitzvos prevents these illnesses, etc. But He's saying, they understood it to mean that Hashem says, I won't put it upon you. Okay, isn't that obvious? You have to promise them, I won't punish you the way I did them. Why should you? Vashini, the second understanding they had that led them to the question, is shechashvu shelo ayu kol acholim kulam b'mitzrim. They thought that the Egyptians had certain illnesses, but not every illness. V'lachen lo yavtiach ze ha'pasuk b'asrat kol acholim nefi svartam. So then what's the pasuk telling them? Specifically, what happened in Egypt, you guys won't have. But what about everything else? V'lachen nishar tzlam ha'pasuk bilti mevuar. And that's why they had questions about the pasuk. V'zeh odati b'firush ha'pasuk hazeh. But I interpret the verse as follows. Initially, the pasuk says they came to Marah. The waters were bitter. He called out to Hashem. Hashem taught him which tree, and he threw it into the waters. The waters grew sweet. This is where Hashem gave them statutes and laws and tested them. So we have to understand, what does it mean? This is where Hashem tested them. Because undoubtedly a test is in one of two ways. Either the one who's being tested benefits from it, or else everyone else benefits from it. What's an example? How do we understand that it's to the benefit of the one being tested? If you have a tzaddik whose thoughts are proper, and he's strong in his fear of Hashem, so then Hashem, in the Nisayon, when things go tough on him, so then his potential comes out in actuality. It's not just a potential to be a giant. He is a giant. He stands up to the test. You have Avraham Avinu, who could stand up to the test of the Akedah. Great, Hashem knows that. But he hasn't yet stood up to the test of the Akedah. He is a greater Avraham Avinu after he stands up to the test. He grew from the test. Hashem knew he would stand up to the test, but he doesn't grow until he is faced with the test. And that's why only tzaddikim have those tests. As the verse says, Hashem tests the tzaddik. The Medrash says, when you want to show off your wares, when you want to show off your goods, if you have earthenware pots, so you want to bang on them, look at how strong my pots are. But you know which pots are really strong and which aren't. So you make sure to bang on the really strong ones that won't break when you bang on them. That's the way Hashem is. Hashem sends the test to those that are really strong, who could stand up to them. Everyone on their level. Yeah. The second reason a person gets tested is to benefit everyone. People see, look at what extent this person loves Hashem. Look at how tough his life is, and look at how much he loves Hashem. And that's a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. That teaches everyone. It brings the whole world around him up 10 notches. Everyone learns from it. And I remember this. I was in 8th grade. And our Rebbe used to give us these long Musar Shmuz. Used to give us speeches about how a person should love Hashem and how a person is supposed to be a faithful servant to Hashem. He, every day or two, he'd have a whole long speech. And then he had a baby boy. And a few days later, the boy died of SIDS, crib death. And I remember as an 8th grade boy thinking, I wonder how he's going to react. What all his speeches about how you have to be a faithful servant of Hashem, what's he going to do now? And I remember going to visit him Shiva as an 8th grade boy. I went to visit my Rebbe Shiva. And I remember looking to see, where is he? And when he came back. And that lesson, that look, he's standing up to the test. You see, it stayed with me till today. V'zeu inyan ha-nisayon lo zulato, says the Ran. This is the reason why Hashem brings a test. A test is not because Hashem wants to verify what you're going to do. It's not for any other reason. Hashem knows what you're going to do. It's either so that the person himself grows, because he experienced that and he stood up to it, or everyone else learns from them. And this is something you guys have to take in life. Very often relationships hit a tough point. And people have to realize that if they can weather that storm, then after the storm, their relationship is going to be that much more powerful. There was a couple whose daughter was diagnosed with cancer. So I met with them afterwards. And I said to them, you guys have to realize that it's sink or swim. Having such a challenge in your family can sink your relationship. It's going to be challenging, the emotions, the difficulties, the lack of sleep, the fear. Or you can take this and use it as a springboard and build your relationship together. You have to do the latter, not the former. Many couples sometimes go through rough situations. They weather the storm, but their relationship is destroyed. And you have to do the opposite. It's a choice people make. If they weather the storm, they can grow from the storm. The challenge can bring people more together. And that's a responsibility. That's a responsibility they have. The Ran says, why does Hashem give us tests? Either to make the person grow, or to teach everyone else. And in Chovas al Vavos, he writes a similar thought. Hashem doesn't test us because he wants to know, hey, what's the outcome going to be? Let's see. Hashem knows what's going to be in the future. He doesn't have questions. But coming back to the point at hand, Hashem brings them to a place called Mara. Bitter water. What's the point? Is it teaching other people? No. Is it making them greater? No. Aval efcham. What you find is the exact opposite. Ki ze lo haya toilet lamnusim aval nezek. This harmed them. They didn't benefit anything from it. Kilo amdu b'nisyonam. They didn't stand up to the test. They failed. Avel itlonenu al Moshe. They came with complaints to Moshe, so they failed the test. So what was the point of the test? Vegam ken lo hayta toilet la'acharim, achar shehem lo amdu b'nisyonam. They didn't benefit from it. No one else benefited from it. So then what's the point of the test? Maybe. Aval nireli ki v'sham nisahu. So then what does the verse mean? If it's a nisayon, if it's there as a test, then that doesn't fit my formula. So then what does the verse mean when it says, there Hashem gave them statutes, laws, and there He tested them? So then the words, v'sham nisahu, and there Hashem tested them, chozer elachok u'mishpat she'ezkir kvar. That goes back to the words, the statutes and the laws that he mentioned earlier. It's not talking about Am Yisrael. It's talking about the laws and statutes. V'ratza lomar. What the verse meant to say is as follows. Kisham b'mara samlo chok u'mishpat v'sham nisa chok asher samlo. V'ochich b'nisayon. Ki teva chuko u'mishpato yaspik b'asrat ha'machala. It doesn't mean there Hashem tested Israel. It means there Hashem tested the laws and statutes that He gave them. The Ran had been developing this idea that the Torah is a way of life that will prevent illness. So what it means is Hashem gave them laws and statutes and then put those laws and statutes to the test. He showed them through the test that the nature of His laws and statutes is that they are healing. כי כבר אמרו רבותינו זל בילמדנו, כי זה עץ שהשליך משה למים, מרדופני היה. Our sage is already saying, the Medrash, that Hashem told Moshe, throw this wood into the water. What wood was it? So our sages had a tradition, it was the wood called hardufne. What's hardufne? Hardufne is a type of branch that grows by swamps, and its flowers look like roses, and they're very, very bitter. That's a hardufne. It's a plant that's very bitter. So Hashem tells him, oh, the water's bitter? Take this stick, this very bitter stick, throw it into the water and everything will get better. What's the idea? Asher haya b'tivo latet merirut v'lachlia mayim amtukim. Hardufne is a plant that makes water bitter. It destroys good water. לא לרפות המים המרים, that shouldn't have healed the bitter water. ואף על פי כן ריפה אותו אפקטיבו. Nonetheless, it did heal the waters. It did the opposite of its nature. יענו שלח שם במצוות השם יתברך. Why? Because Hashem said so. Because Hashem said so. וזהו ששמח ואמר. And that's the follow-up. That's why Hashem says, as an afterthought, so to speak, ויאמר אם שמוע תשמע, Hashem says, if you listen to my mitzvos, so then you will be healed from your illnesses. The key here is, you listen to what I say. ואמרו כל המחלה, רצונו לומר מכל המחלה, when Hashem says, all illnesses I placed on the Egyptians won't be upon you, so then the Ran is interpreting that to mean, all of all illnesses, including those of the Egyptians. Ki kol sovel perush kol umi kol. Because the word kol can also mean from all the illnesses. וכן מפרש ברש בחורות ובסנהדרין נמצא שהבטיח בשמירת כל המצוות עשרת כל המחלה. He's saying, Hashem promised them not only the illnesses of the Egyptians, but also all illnesses that exist will be healed if they maintain the Torah, because that's a way of life which will cure them. Just as the fact that Moshe listened to Hashem and threw in the hardufni cured the water, which didn't make any sense. It shouldn't have cured the water. It should have made it worse. So too, Hashem says, you see, the key was he listened. You listen, that's the key to being healed. Now, okay, the Ran here, we said, there are difficulties. Okay, there are difficulties here in the Ran, and the commentaries here go through a long piece. The Abarbanel has a piece on this. that Barbanel understood from the Ran, that what the Ran meant is all illnesses, pause, including those that were in Egypt. And the question is where he saw that in the words of the Drash Naran. But at any rate, somehow the Ran answered it. So it's not that Sham Nisau, what we see today. The Ran said, number one, he gave us a tremendous insight as to why people are tested. Either they grow or everyone around them grows or both. Number two, he said that when the verse says there he tested them is not referring to the Jewish people, but rather it's referring to the laws and statutes he gave them. He showed them, he tested it, and he showed them that in keeping the laws and statutes, that's what cures illness. And showed them that through the wood that unnaturally cured the water, and that's what Hashem was saying. What cured it was that I said so. Okay, there's more to be said, but I think the point is clear enough. And okay, we'll pick up here next week, Mizrachi.